Morena, this is your Wātea English News. The new Māori director of Otago University's world-renowned Dunedin study jokes she's not really that new, considering she's been involved with it for 25 years. Associate Professor Moana Theodore from Ngāpui is the third director in the study's 51-year history, and she was introduced to it in 1998 by its founding director, Dr. Phil Silver, and then went on to also be mentored by the last director, the late Professor Richie Poulton. The study has followed the lives of more than 1,000 people born in Dunedin between 1972 and 73. Professor Theodore says while only about 100 participants identified as being of Māori ethnicity, their contribution has been valuable.
Their study members and their whānau have been participating for 50 years. So we're looking at what we might be able to do more in terms of thinking about Māori health and wellbeing. And as a part of that, there are other incredible studies in New Zealand and how we can partner with them to sort of share our approaches.
Professor Theodore says the study has a world-leading 94% retention rate for participants who next year will be assessed at age 52, an incredibly long time to be part of a continuous study. The National Party's Christchurch Central candidate, Dale Stevens of Te Rārawa, says he'll wait until final election results come in next Friday to decide his political future. Stevens, who was seen as a bright prospect for National, has resumed his Director of Māori Partnership role at New Zealand Trade and Enterprise. He says he was thrilled he slashed the 2020 majority of Labour's Duncan Webb from 14,000 votes to just 1,800 this time round. Stevens concedes the electoral seat race has been decided, but party votes might still get him into Parliament.
We're still going to wait for the result on specials. I'm on the cusp in terms of getting a list spot. It's disappointing we didn't quite make it, but certainly there's a future there, and I'm being urged to stand again, but I'm not making any decisions until after the 3rd of December, November.
Dale Stevens estimates he knocked on 21,000 doors during his campaigning and says it gave him an intimate knowledge of issues affecting people in the Christchurch Central seat. Former Kiwis and West Tigers rugby league player Paul Fatuira says he wants to grow his short course self-help program, Internal Strength Online, so it can reach anyone, anywhere it's needed. After years of struggles with mental health and well-being issues, he began working with the National Rugby League in Australia before feeling the call to return home 6 years ago. Internal Strength, or He Mana Aroto, is a five-day course designed to help people overcome mental health and well-being issues holding them back. It currently operates mainly out of Wellington and Auckland, but Paul Fatuira says a grant from Te Pairangi Māori Business Support Group will help spread its reach in the online space.
Online marketing stuff is not one of my strengths, brother, and I need to find people who can do that to a high level for us. And I need to think outside the box too and pivot as well and find ways to service our people in need.
Four startup Māori and Pacifica businesses have been granted between $5,000 and $90,000 for development growth, and Paul Fatuira says their grant will be a huge help in expanding the reach of the Internal Strength program. Māori design artist and an Aotearoa sportswear company are behind the new playing strips for the Warriors 2024 season. Auckland-based Dynasty Sport takes over from Puma, and Māori artist Henare Brooking and Maya Gibbs were instrumental in the design of the line. The jersey retains its distinct blue and green trim colouring and banded white and blue alternative jersey, with the materials made from innovative technology using recycled plastic bottles. Dynasty Sports already supplies teams such as Manly, the Titans, rugby teams like the Tasman Mako, and New Zealand Bowls and Volleyball. Spokesperson Tyler Rakich says they've dreamed of partnering with the Warriors for a long time, and he says the new season apparel goes on sale from tomorrow. And that is your Wātea English News for this morning. Tūrou!